Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. So the kids are probably out of school by now, and that means you'll be doing more driving and be busy taking them here and there, and you need a good audiobook to listen to while you're doing that. I want to encourage you to grab your free audiobook from audible.com using my special link, vibranthappybook.com. You can get all kinds of amazing books, all the popular ones from Brené Brown or Elizabeth Gilbert or Danielle Laporte, and just listen to them and uplift yourself while you're driving. That's vibranthappybook.com. All right, for today's Happy Bit, I want to talk about relationships. We're talking about marriage in the Vibrant Happy Women Academy this week, and so relationships are on my mind. I want each of you to think of that one person who you don't really like right now. Now, maybe you're amazing and you love everyone and you have no problems, but there might be just that one person where you really struggle with that relationship. And I have one right in mind immediately. I'm sure you can all think of someone. Maybe it's a mom, an aunt, a brother, your husband, your son, your daughter, whatever it is. Think of that person and you'll notice immediately negative feelings come to mind. Negative thoughts come to mind. And you don't like it. You don't want it to be that way. So let's talk about three strategies that will help you shift that. First, grab a journal or a notebook and every morning write down 10 good things about that person. Now, you might be laughing and thinking, I'm not going to come up with 10 because they are so awful and they're so annoying. And 10 things, are you kidding me, Jen? Just do it. And you know what you're doing here? You're evoking the positive emotions you need to shift that relationship. And it starts with forcing yourself to think those positive thoughts. Now, energetically, everything you think seems to attract more of the same. If you're focusing on the negative about a person, and then you're going to keep seeing the negative. You're creating kind of a belief system in your brain, and your brain will find support for those beliefs, because it has to filter information. And using the reticular activating system, your brain's going to say, okay, this is a bad person, here's the evidence, and here's more evidence, and you're never going to get out of that cycle. So start every day looking for 10 positives. Train your brain to start to see those positives, and things will get better. Number two, do something kind for that person every day. You don't even have to tell them you're doing it. It can be as small as thinking a positive thought and sending them a bit of love through the airwaves. Maybe they don't live close. If they're in your immediate family, well, it becomes easier. Force yourself to go do something kind for them every day. It starts to shift your heart because we tend to love those who we serve. It's a natural phenomenon. That's number two. Number three is to say something kind to that person and even about that person to someone else. Let them overhear you talking kindly about them. Let them hear you talk kindly right to their face. Just shift it. Now, a couple of these tips reminded me of what Shanti Feldhahn shared a while back on episode 50. And if you haven't listened to that one yet, you can go back and do so at jenridey.com/50. All of these actions combined are putting you into a place of positivity. Like I said before, like attracts like. Whatever you focus on increases. And these steps will help you make a major shift. Now, I know you're thinking, ugh, but I have such a bad taste in my mouth from this last interaction with that person, and I don't really want to. Look at this as a gift for yourself, a gift for your heart, a gift for your positive world that you're trying to build. You are benefiting yourself. So do these three things. Write 10 positive things about them in your journal. Serve that person, do something kind, and speak kindly to them and about them. I hope this helps. You deserve to have happy relationships. You deserve to feel positively about those around you. And you have the power to make these relationships amazing. All right, I am so glad you've joined me. Make it a fantastic weekend, and I will see you Monday. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenridey.com.